Welcome to So Now What, a bi-weekly podcast of the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. Join hosts Michelle Patnode, W3MVP, and Joe Karsha, NJ1Q, as they offer information, support, and encouragement for those starting their journey into the world of amateur radio. So Now What is brought to you by LDG Electronics. LDG Electronics provides state-of-the-art automatic antenna tuners and related products for every amateur need. Check them out at ldgelectronics.com. Asking questions. That's how you get the advice and insight you need to go from new license holder to ham radio veteran. And the first question is, so now what?
Hey everyone, I'm Michelle Patnode, W3MVP, and I want to thank you for joining us for the first episode of So Now What, a podcast for those of us who are relatively new to amateur radio and who are curious to discover all that it has to offer. So let me start by telling you a little bit about myself. I'm the communications content producer here at ARRL. I got my technician's class license less than a year ago, and I've gotten on the air a few times. I really like technology, and I want to learn more about circuit boards in general and their use with amateur radio, because I like to know how things work. I'm also really fascinated with amateur radio space communication, and I would like to make a space contact someday and know more about that connectivity, because I've been to a couple of live space contacts and was really impressed with how quickly the message was transferred and answered. Luckily, my co-host Joe Karsha, NJ1Q, is a member of the ARRL lab and is the W1AW station manager, so I know he'll be able to answer these questions.
So hey there, Michelle, and hi to everybody, and welcome to our new podcast. So Michelle told you a little bit about herself, so I guess I'll go on with myself too. Well, I started off as an AM shortwave listener. I would tune around and listen to the various local AM stations, and I'd wait until the sunset. And the reason I do that is because at that time, some of the local stations would go off the air, and then AM stations from hundreds of miles away would suddenly appear. Now, at the time, I didn't understand the science, but I was fascinated by it, because you sit back and you think, well, why does this happen? How does it happen? Now, luckily, my parents encouraged this by always getting me these little AM crystal radio kits. Everything from the big old-fashioned wound coil to the little slug with the piece of carbon you have to slide back and forth. And I remember times when we would have to put the wire up into the molding around the ceiling just so I can listen to AM. So I was thankful in that regard. I soon developed a love of radio and electronics. I got my novice at 15, and I had my general class license by the time I was 16. I then went to college for electronics technology, essentially to be a bench technician. And while in college, I got my extra. It was kind of easy, considering that the stuff that was on the extra class exam at the time, I was also studying college, so it made it really, really easy to pass the test. I eventually landed a job here at ARRL, and I worked my way up. I was actually in a couple of departments before I finally made it up to W1AW, and I had the honor of becoming W1AW station manager and its trustee. Now, I know what everyone's thinking. They're thinking, gosh, you're in ham radio all day long. Do you get tired of it? And the answer is an honest no. Even though I'm immersed in it every day, I still love ham radio, and I'm very active both home and away.
Okay, so now you can see why Joe is going to be a great person to help us get the answers we need to get started on this adventure.
Oh yes, I will try my best. And believe it or not, you'll probably be asking some questions that I might not be an expert on. So in those cases, we'll be bringing in some guests to help answer questions as well.
Sounds good, Joe, and I'm really looking forward to that. So let's start off by telling everybody, what is ham radio?
What is ham radio? That is the $64,000 question. What is ham radio? It's a means of communication. It's science and engineering. It's tinkering, something I love to do. It's a lot of things to lots of different people. But we do have a basic description, and this is actually something that I've pulled right off our webpage. And that is amateur radio, or ham radio, as we lovingly refer to it, is a popular hobby, but most importantly, a service, one that brings people, electronics, and communications together. Now, people use ham radio to talk across the town, around the world, or even into space. And by space communications, I'm referring to both talking with hams aboard the International Space Station, but also using amateur satellites built by hams and launched for us for space communication. And this is all done without the power of the internet or cell phones, even though we incorporate both the internet and cell technology into amateur radio. Just look at some of the apps they have out there that amateur radio operators can play with. It's fun, social, educational, and can be a lifeline during times of need. And on that note, just think about all the people that were helped in Puerto Rico during and after Hurricane Maria.
And now a word from our sponsor.
LDG Electronics provides state-of-the-art antenna tuners for every amateur need. From QRP to QRO, fixed stations, portable and remote, an LDG tuner will match your radio to your antenna using our lightning-fast proprietary tuning algorithms. LDG is a family-owned and operated company dedicated to bringing innovative, quality products to the amateur market. All LDG products carry a full 2-year warranty that is fully transferable. Support is only a phone call or email away. We're always here to help you. Visit us on the web at ldgelectronics.com.
Welcome back to So Now What? Okay, Joe, so speaking on that topic, what can an amateur radio operator do?
Well, there is much an amateur radio operator can do, but depending upon your interests. You have tinkerers like yourself, but contesters, de-expeditioners, those who just want to get on the air and chat. There are those who like to experiment with antennas. As I mentioned earlier, it is a passion. One has to like radio to understand. The goal of amateur radio, or at least one of the goals of amateur radio, is to communicate with your fellow ham radio operator. And you have to do that in a variety of ways. You can do it with HF communication. You can do it with HTs, or 2 meters, Echolink, IRLP, satellite. But what is it that drives that ham to want to talk with other people? And I have this classic example because I am kind of one of these persons that do this. And that is the ham that gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to work another distant station, another ham radio operator. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, unless you're contesting, why would you want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to work another ham? It's like you can wait until the afternoon to do that. Well, we know that certain bands or frequencies are open at certain times of the day and night. And we know because of band conditions that we may not be able to work this ham at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we might be able to work this ham at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's that passion, that wanting to work that ham in that country that gets us up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And again, aside from contesting or generic DXing, it's that just love of amateur radio, love of the hobby, love of the service that drives us to do these things. And if it means a way of experimenting by either designing a different type of radio, which hams do, or even experimenting with an antenna, there's that verification, that proof that your system worked because you're able to work this ham thousands of miles away at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's that passion that drives us.
We hope you enjoyed the first show, and we hope you'll come back for our upcoming episodes. The New Ham Radio Operator Starter Pack, available operating modes to us new hams, covering the rules on calling CQ, propagation and all about sunspot activity, and how to get in on the contest. If you have a question on these topics and want a chance of it being answered on the show, send an email to sonowwhat@awrl.org or go to our webpage, www.awrl.org/sonowwhat, and submit your question under the So Now What listener form. Hopefully you'll listen in next time on So Now What?
Yay!
So Now What is a production of the AWRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and is sponsored by LDG Electronics. LDG Electronics provides state-of-the-art automatic antenna tuners and related products for every amateur need. Check them out at ldgelectronics.com. For more information on amateur radio or the AWRL, visit us on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment for Joe or Michelle, email us at sonowwhat@awrl.org or use the form on our website, www.arrl.org/sonowwhat. This program is copyright of the AWRL, and any unauthorized redistribution or rebroadcast is prohibited. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe to So Now What at Blueberry.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sabrina Jackson, KC1JMW, Administrative Manager of Radio Sport at the AWRL. Thanks for listening.